Thank you for calling XPL. This is Callie. How can I assist you?
Hello, I'm calling because I had a measure done for a customer and the model I provided does not fit according to the measure, so I want to provide a new model number for a rebid.
All right, give me one second. Let me.
Alrighty.
Okay, what's the do you have the customers? You won't have that.
I have a PO number. I have their name.
Give me one second. I'm trying to get my system to load.
No worries.
Okay. And this is a Home Depot, you said. Do you have the customer zip code so I can pull it up faster?
Yeah, let me look real quick. It is 33133.
All right, thank you. Give me one second. And I'm
Okay.
sorry, what's your name?
My name's Dylan.
Dylan, okay.
Yes.
All right, what's the customer's name?
The customer's name
Yes.
is Shoba, Shoba, Mehta, Mehta.
All right. And just verify the address for me.
The address, is 185 Shore Drive South, Miami 33133.
Okay, thank you. Okay, what's the number of the one that the model number of the first one?
The model number that we originally provided that won't fit was WC, as in Charlie, E, 55, US, 6, HB.
All right, so that's WCE 55 U F is in Frank 6 8 B is in boy.
So the U, it is US as in Sam, not F as in Frank.
Okay, so S, sorry.
No worries.
Okay, so what's the other model number?
The model number that I want to see if it would fit is JP, as in Papa, 3036, D as in David, LBB.
Okay. All right, so I have to email this to our field team in the regional department, and then do you have an email where they could reach out to you to let you know?
Usually it just gets uploaded right back on the portal, no?
Okay. Well, I mean, this is my first time doing a
Provide
rebid.
an email as well. I before, though.
Huh?
I said I can provide an email if you want. I've just never had to do that before. Usually it pops up automatically
Yeah,
on
so
the portal.
that's what I was saying. This is my first time doing a rebid. I've never done it before, so that's why I was asking, 'cause I know My supervisor had told me, like, we could get an email. But, I mean, if you saying you don't need one, then that's fine.
I mean, you take down my email just in case.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, it's appliances_6856@homedepot.com.
All right, and Dylan, right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
thanks, Dylan. I'll get it sent over.
Thank you so much. Have a good
one. You're welcome. You too.